And we talked about yesterday that by the suffix of Nishan, Nishan means the possibility, highly unlikely possibility, that when a Zav and a Tar are carrying a package, one leans on a heavy package, one leans on the other. And that's a Chumrah only for Truma and for Challah. It's not a Chumrah for Chulin. And yet, when it's Chulin HaTvulin L'Challah, when the dough is made and it's ready to have challah removed, we make that chumrah. We treat chulin hatfulin l'challah as if it were challah for this chumrah of nishan, which is a chumrah because, as was pointed out yesterday in the Gemara, it is highly unlikely in the Rashi. Okay, back to the Gemara. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top. On Zayin Abed Aleph. Back to the Gemara, the chulin hatfulin l'challah k'challah dami. Is that true? Is that halacha true, that when you have chulin that's ready to take truma, we consider it like, I'm sorry, challah. It's like it's challah ready for chumras, Batanya. I'll show you not that way. Isha, she tevulas yayim. A woman that is went to the mikvah, whatever tumma she had, she went to the mikvah, and now she's waiting for the sun to set. And then she'll be totally tahira. She'll be totally tahira. And now she wants to make a dough. She wants to bake bread. Lasha as Isa, she can knead the dough. The kaitze emeru chalasa, and separate a piece for challah, but not call it challah. So here is the woman making a dough, and then taking a piece off and putting it to the side. Umerachasa b'kfisai b'anchusa, she puts it into a certain kind of container. I don't know what these containers are. These are containers that don't have a base kibul, Rashi says. They're flat. I don't know what the translation is. How does Rabbeinu Archquo translate this?
A tray or a plank.
A tray or a plank. Thank you very much. She puts it on a tray or a plank, which is kalim that are not makabel tuma, right? And why she has to put it in that, we'll see. The Makefes keeps it close to her, the Kairil Hashem, and then announces that it's challah. So she doesn't touch it once it's challah. She made the dough. She's a Tvul Yayim. She's a Sheni Lutuma, for all practical purposes. And she makes the dough, and Chulin doesn't become Tameh, because a Sheni is not Matameh Chulin. So the dough is 100% to her. She separates the piece that will be called challah, puts it on something that's not makabel tuma, and why she had to do that, we'll see. And then she keeps it close because there's halacha that you have to separate from what's near you. It's a side halacha. She calls it challah and doesn't touch it anymore. And now that challah is challah tahira, even though she touched it a moment ago before she made it challah. Right. And why? Mesu shlishi, because whatever she touches is a shlishi. She's a sheni. A tvul yayim is a long of a sheni. Ushlishi tar b'chulin. Now the amrit chulin hatulin l'chala k'chala dami. But if you're going to say that chulin is that prepared to remove chala has the long of chala, hatelasinu. She made it tameh. She made it tameh. It was ready to take chala off. Even more than that, she separated the piece that she was going to call chala, and she touched it. It doesn't make a difference. It's not chala. That's the Gemara's kasha. Zuck Rashi. The chulin hatfulin l'chala. It's about 8, 9, 10 lines, I should say, from the end of the narrow lines. The chulin hatfulin l'chala k'chala dami. The mahanu b'hu suffik nishan. That we say that we are machmer by the suffik of leaning. The word mahani doesn't mean machmer. It's effective. That suffix nishan affects it. Mahani means helps, affects. Kachala gemura, like chala gemura. The kaitza lachala. So Rashi explains. Shekoz man shalikara shem alah. As long as it should not name it chala. Hari kachulim, it's like chulim. Utvuyayim bina kasheni. Utvuyayim, a person who's tameh, went to the mikvah, his status of tumah for practical purposes becomes sheni l'tumah. And he can't make a shlishi by chulin. Ukshi kaitza, and when she separates that piece, loitik or l'shem, she shouldn't call it chala. Ela manichasa l'chala b'kfisa b'anchusa. She puts it to chala, this piece that will become chala, in a tray or a plank. Him kelim sheinlam beis kibul. These are kelim that have no concave, if that's the right word. They have nowhere to hold something. You're going to sarim boards. Now, why does she have to put it on that? Why can't she put it in the keli that's for kabul tuma? You don't usually put dough on those kind of things. So Rabbanan B'dafka wanted her to put it on a thing that she doesn't usually use for dough. Mishumekera. To remind her, she shouldn't touch it again once she named the challah. See, there's a risk here. Here's a woman that just touched this piece of dough, put it on the plank, and calls the challah, puts it on a keli, let's say, and then calls the challah. What's to remind her, you just touched it a minute ago, that you can't touch it now? So we make her put it on something that's usually not used, so when she sees it on that, something's supposed to trigger in her brain to remind her, I'm not to touch this anymore. But the Klasi Amr B'Saif HaNizakin, Perek HaNizakin, there's a similar Gemara at the end of the fifth Perek of Gut Yidden. But Tshuvas Rav Hai Re'isi, and in the Tshuva of Rav Hai I saw, Anchusa is Nesarim, Anchusa is boards, Levachim, also means boards, Sheminastrim HaNegarim, that the carpenters carve out, or, yeah, I guess so, Meshapim HaLevachim, and then they smooth it out. Basically, he's typing the word of Anchusa. So Rashi quotes a Tshuvas Rav Hai that translates the word. Yes, doctor.
Many years ago, I had Rav Yankel from Bracha. We are heading to the point where we'll be able to turn lights on and off by thinking about it. And I asked him if that would be permissible on Shabbos, a couple weeks later. And he said no, because in designation, thought action. Because you can designate Truman, you can make things, do things on Shabbos, and it becomes that. Do these two ideas argue?
No. Or, no. Okay. The answer is as follows. You're right, I can make Truma b'machshava, I can make Challah b'machshava. I don't have to announce it.
Okay.
But the way I make it b'machshava is I decide this is Challah. This lady does not decide this is challah. She decides that she will make this piece challah. At this current state, ask her, did I make it challah yet? She'll say, no. I'm not planning to make it challah with my thoughts. I'm planning to announce it, and I will announce it later. Machshava only works if you want to use the machshava. If I think I'm going to say something, the machshava doesn't work. It's only if I decide I want to do this with machshava.
Someone once said a long time ago, that, you know, am I forbidden from thinking this offensive enough? If it becomes in your mind, you're not forbidden. You're forbidden to keep it around.
My confess?
If she was asked, frankly, if she was asked by one of her kids, what are you doing, Mom?
She'd say, I'm separating a piece that I will make challah. That's what she's supposed to answer. That's what they taught her in school. My confess? My confess of the Cleate Lisa, she puts the keli next to the dough, because it's supposed to be close to each other. The Karel Hashem, Shemitzvah Litrim and Hamukov, it's a mitzvah to take, separate from something close. Mukov means Samuch. You put two barrels together. It's not talking about challah there. It's talking about how you make a fire and put a pot on Shabbos. You don't put close, this in Chulin, the two things on a lung, it's called a bui, a sircha, something that, like a ball, something that grows there, like a pimple, like an infection, an abscess. You don't compare two of them to see whether it's trafe or kosher. Whatever the case is over there, we're not getting about what?
There's no tzadi in the Rabbi's Gemara? My Gemara says, Beis, Yud, Tzadi, Pei.
Mine says, Beis, Vav, Ayin, Yud. Shemakif and Zaluzer, Liraisim, Daimim, Heim, Benikfeyan. Whether they look the same in their hole that they have. He's just Rashi's for trying to put the word Makifan. Not interested in learning Chulin now. He knows Chulin Rashi already. He learned it already. He's just trying to show you the meaning of a word. So, okay, emphasis on Gemara. So we have a contradiction here. We just spent yesterday talking about the Chulin that's Kavul L'Chala is like Kala, and now we just brought a Mishnah that's, I'm sorry, a Braisa. No, he changed it to Mishnah, but not. It's a Mishnah. That a woman can do this and make it Kala after she separates it, moves it away, and then it's 100% okay, even though she just touched it right before she called it challah. and for the Gemara. Amram Baya. Kol shavadai metami chulin, gazer asreika mishum chulin atvul lechala. I'm going to read three lines in the Gemara, and then I will come back and translate it. B'hai tu yoyim kibin lemetami vade chulin, legazer alo mishum chulin atvul lechala. The case before was a case of suffik tumma. If it would have been a vadai tumma, the case before, noilin was suffik tumma. Right? If it would have been vadai tumma, the level of tumma would have been to be metami chulin. For instance, if we knew that the Zav and the people carrying the package had leaned on each other. Highly improbable. We don't have to worry about it. But let's say we knew that the Zav did carry the Tahar for a moment, or that the Tahar did carry the Zav for a moment. The person would become a Rishon L'Tumah, and he would be able to be Metami Chulin. The level of Tumah that would have been achieved had he been Vadai Tameh would have been a level of Rishon. And therefore, since it would have been a level of Rishon, if he touched Chulin, it would have been Tameh. The only thing is, we're talking about Suffolk. We're not talking about Vadai. And in the case of Suffolk, they weren't Machmer for Chulin, because it's highly improbable. But had it been Vadai, the level would have been Rishon. So Abai is answering as follows. When the Vadai Tumah is the level of being Matami Chulin, they treat Chulin Hatzvulin L'Chala like Chala. Then they say that even though it's not Chala yet, but since we're being Machmer on the improbability that one carried the other, we're going to be Machmer on the Chulin that's ready for Chala also. Because it's a level of Tumah, the fear is a level of Tumah that would be Matami Chulin. We're not Matami Chulin because it's highly improbable. But had that improbability happened, we would have been Matami Chulin. So therefore, when we treat this improbability as if it happened vis-a-vis Chala, we say, treat it that way for Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala also, because the level we're dealing with, again, a chash, because really, we're not really afraid that they leaned on each other. But we are treating it as if we're afraid, so we treat that for Chulin also, that HaTfulin L'Chala. Whereas here, this lady, who will never be Matama Chulin, she's a Tful Yayim. She's beyond being Matama Chulin. So therefore, we're not Machmer by Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala. A person that would have been Matami Chulin had that Tumah kicked in, then we say, now that we're Machmer by Chala, we include Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala also. But a person who is in Vadai status of this Tumah is not Matama Chulin, then we don't treat Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala K'Chala. Let me explain it again. What are we afraid of by the case of Nishan? We're afraid that maybe either the Zav leaned on the Tar, or the Tar leaned on the Zav, and that would be Matame them. It's improbable, so we're not really afraid vis-a-vis Chulin, but we are afraid for Chala. But what are we afraid of? What level Tumah are we afraid of? If it would have happened, what level Tumah would that Tar become? It would have become a Rishon. Therefore, even though it's improbable, but since we're Machmer for Chala, we are Machmer for Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala. Because that level of Tumah would have been Matami Chulin also. We're not Matami Chulin because it's improbable. But the level of Tumah affects Chulin also. So therefore, when we made the Chumra for Chala to treat the improbable as a probable, that was included the Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala. Because we're dealing with a fear of a recent, a far-out fear. But a fear of a Rishon. Whereas here by this lady, she's a Sheni. There's no fear of Rishon here at all. So therefore, we say Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala is not Kechala. Because really, biblically, Chulin HaTfulin L'Chala is not Kechala, it's Chulin. It's a Chumrah. So when the Chumrah deals with a possible Rishon, we treat it like Chala. When the Chumrah deals with a Vadai Sheni, we don't treat it like Chala. What? Because she went to the mikvah. Any person that's coming that went to the mikvah is just waiting for the sunset. Is a shade of the Tumah.
She's now
out of Truman
energy.
No, Truman Chala is the same.
Because
she's a shade of the Tumah.
What is she does
that? Slishi, Truman can become a Slishi. Yeah. Schoolin stops at Shady. Truman goes to Slishi. I can't hear you. Yes. But not again. It's tomorrow, so I'm not. We don't add things to confuse. I try not to. Yes.
Can I go back to Nishan for a moment?
I can't hear you.
Going back to Nishan for a moment.
Sure.
So, yeah, they're calling up Nishan. If it happens that the car moves down and he picks up the feet on the floor.
Doesn't have to pick up his feet. The weight leans on him. The weight of the tar leans on the zav, or the weight of the zav leans on the tar.
Right, so
it becomes a rishon l'tumah. Comes a rishon l'tumah. A zav is matama b'maser b'hesed, either one, and it becomes a rishon l'tumah. So the worst case scenario is rishon, but it's highly improbable. So since it's highly improbable, the Rabbanan said, we're not machmer for kulim. But had it been a reason, it would have been Tamei L'chulim. So therefore, when they were Machmer to Chala, they expanded it to include Chulim HaTfulim L'Chala. Whereas, by Tulis Yaim, we're dealing with a non-reason. She's past that. So there, they weren't Machmer. Let's read it inside and translate it now. Amar Abaya, Kol Shevadai Metamei Chulim. If what we're afraid of would have Vadai happened, it would have been Metamei Chulim. Gazru Asfekai, when they were geyser on this improbable suffix, mishum chulin atulin l'chala, they included chulin atulin l'chala. The high tul yaim, he was like matami vare chulin. She's not in the parsha being matami chulin. She's a sheni. She has no connection to rishon. Like geyser alu mishum chulin atulin l'chala. Therefore, chulin atulin l'chala is not included. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, shevadai matami chulin. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. K'may masa hazav, the zav carrying something. The vadai, it's vayter. So that's Abaya's answer. Which leads us to why the Gemara is here. Meisle shebenida, it's a chumrah. But what is a chumrah? That she became an Ida yesterday. And if she would have become an Ida yesterday, she would have been tamachulim. She would have reached, she would have been the Avatama. She would have been kind of people, let alone food. Right? And yet we said, yes, in the Gemara before, that when it comes to chulin, right, when it comes to malus, person who eats chulin on malus truma, the meisleis doesn't affect it. Why? If the fear is a reason, why don't we treat chulin that is kept on the level of truma by truma? We just answered that when the fear is a reason, we are strict about chulin hatfulin l'chala. So the Gemara in the Havamina wants to compare the chulin that's ready to remove chala to a case to a person that eats chulin on the level of truma. So if you're machmer for truma, and this is a case that if it would have happened would have been a reason, and we just said if it happened it would have been a reason, we are machmer by chulin hatfulin l'chala. So the Gemara wants to compare these two. Chulin that's ready to remove challah, and a person who eats chulin, altaris truma. If you're machmer for truma, and if you would be machmer for chulin hatvulin l'challah, you should be machmer for chulin altaris truma. And we know we don't. We just said we don't do that. That's why this Gemara is here, to be able to ask this question. We had the Gemara that said that chulin altaris truma is not tamei b'meisleis. And here we see that anything that if it would have been a rishon would have been matami chulin, we're machmer for things that are not chulin, not chal or truma, even things that are, what word am I looking, in the neighborhood of chal and truma, like chulin at chulin l'chala. And the Gemara feels chulin al taris truma is the same. Frank, the Gemara by Meisle, by Meisle Shebenida. The Vadai Mesapi chulin, the Vadai Matami chulin, because she would be an avatama. Like Gazu Asreika Mishum Chulin Atulun L'Kala. And we wouldn't include Chulin Atulun L'Kala. Now, we never found that. But we're comparing. The Amar Mar, Kiblu Menei Refulbar Yitzchak, the Refulbar Yitzchak accepted the question and gave the following answer. B'chulun Shinasu Ataris HaKadosh were Machmer. V'loi B'chulun Shinasu Ataris Truma. We're not Machmer by Chulun Shinasu Ataris Truma. But according to this, this should be included because it's similar to chulin atfulin l'chalim. And for the Gemara, there's no similarity. Hasam le'psicha b'truma, hacha b'psicha b'truma. There's no similarity. Because over there, there's chala in the tfulin atfulin l'chalim. In here lies chala, unseparated, but it's in there. So we're machmer by chulin atfulin l'chalim. The guy who eats chulin al taharas truma, there's no truma in there. He's treating his chulin as if it were truma. Very nice. We commend you. We might even get you mafter yayna one day. But that's not the point here. He can't. He's a kayan. He can't get mafter yayna. But that's not the point. The point is, there's no truma in here. So you can't compare the two chumras. There's chulin shenatzal ataris truma, which is totally chulin, will never become truma. And the chulin atfulin lechala, that has chala in here, unseparated, but yet it's in there. There we're machmer, here we're not machmer. You're comparing apples and oranges. That's the Gemara's answer.
What's worse?
Mixed in. That's what I think it is. I don't know what article says. I translate it as mixed in. Zakrashi. The vlad I need the mamish, sveika me slays. And we now think, who are the chulin because you keep it on the same level of taharas chala. So if you're machmer there, why aren't you machmer by chulin shenasa taharas truma? And mashaninan chulin atulin lechala chamiri mechulin shenasa taharas truma. It's stricter. The hakari bibu chala. There's chala mixed in. He's not keeping it on a higher level of watching. So there's no comparison between the two. Musicha, so Trashi, what is the translation of Musicha? Murevis, mixed in. The case we had by Chulin Hatulin Lechala, Rechumras Drabanan, but Meisleis is a further out. Chumra Drabara. We're less machmer by Meisleis than we are by other Chumra Drabara. That's what it's saying. How does article translate this? Taisa says, if you look at the bottom Taisa, there's no Rashi. We can learn the bottom Taisa. Hanach Meisleis Drabara Zok Rashi Zok Taisa. Avagav the Nishan Nami Drabara, leaning by the Zav was also Rabbinic Chumra. Tumas Meisleis killed Tfei. It's more kuladik. She ain't some suffic tumma b'shasha sekes b'taris. Because while she was working with the taris, we had no reason to think she would be anida. Whereas by the case when they were carrying the package, right away we had that improbability. So Tyson is saying it's a more lenient rabbinic thing. Okay, same thing. Dr. Mishnah Vaitra. Reb Eliezer Reimer, I'm b'nashim dayin shaitan. Four women do not have to worry about the meisleis. Who are they? Mesula, a girl who never saw a period, is not of age to see a period, never saw a period. Muberes, pregnant. Menika, nursing. Skena, menopausal. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Ani lo shamati ela mesula. I only heard one of the four. Avu, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Mishnah talking. I don't think this is Rabbi Yeshua talking. The Mishnah says, even though Rabbi Yeshua said he didn't hear only Psula, he didn't hear about the other three women, but we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Azi Psula, now we're going to describe them. What is a Psula? Well, usually Psula means a woman who had no relationship with a man. This has nothing to do with that. Ko Shalei Rasa Damimah, she never saw blood. Avibishan Asua, even she's married. She's not a Psula in the literal sense. But she's called a Mesula Zamim. She is a virgin as far as periods are concerned. Muberes, Mishivada Ubra, when her Ubra is recognizable. Menika, Achatigmal Azbina. She remains a Menika till she stops nursing. Nasna Bina Lamenekas. What if she hired a wet nurse? And she gave her son to a wet nurse? Or she stopped nursing earlier. I may so Rachmana Litzlan, the baby died. Rameir, I remember the time of Meisleis. Rameir says her status of Menika just ended. She's not nursing. The Chachamim Aymrim Daya Shaita. The Chachamim say 24 months is built in. Till 24 months she's a Menika, whether she's actively nursing or not nursing. That's what the Chachamim say. The Gemara will explain the reason for the Chachamim. Rashi. Chavim Aymim Daya Shaita Ad Chav Dalet Chaydesh Chuzman Hanakas Atenik, which is the time of the nursing of a child. Or the Gemara of a virus time. So Gemara Rashi says, have patience. Right. Eza Skena. What is an old lady? what is considered menopausal halakhically? I know menopausal is a fact, but what is considered a halakhic menopause? Rabbi Eliezer Reimer called Isha Shavra Le'ashalash Aynas Da'ayash Aita. Any woman of any age that went through three Aynas of 30 days, 90 days without a period, is considered menopausal. Might be temporary menopausal, but she's now in a menopausal state, if that's the right word to use. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, period. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. The Chachamim will argue that the Rashi, Mubaris and Menika, Kalisha, Vuadin Yolada, even a young lady. Yes?
Minor
point. Menopausal. Right, I'm sorry. Postmenopausal. Thank you.
You asked.
Right. I like to be corrected. Yes?
You can be out of the category. Eventually, you know, said that you can become.
Well, if she.
Meet again?
Yeah, she's 100%. It's only the first time that she's died, Shaita. Once she saw once, she's back into the swing of things. Now, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you, but I assume it happens. The women, I know it happens. The women don't have periods for a while, and then all of a sudden, they start having periods again. There are different factors that can cause a woman not to have periods. I mean, Rachmana Litzlan, women, girls that were in the Holocaust and were in concentration camps didn't have periods. It went away. But then, Baruch Hashem, after they were freed and they started eating and drinking and living, they revived.
The healthy
women. Yeah, you have to hear a certain 100%. Unhealthy women can lose their ability to have, lose periods, which means they're hurting their body. But that's not the point here now. We're not.
Starvation.
Right, that's basically it. Yeah. They were starved. That's what happened. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Mubaris of Menika, Shav Rebbe, and Shalashinus, die in Shaitan. That a Mubaris of Menika that went through 3 months of pregnancy or nursing, that's die in Shaitan. That's when it's enough to say that you don't have the Chumra of Meslais. Zakrashi. Mubaris of Menika. Avaloy Avrala Aloy. But if they didn't go through 3 months, let's say she knows she's pregnant and didn't have the 3 months, then she has to worry about Meslais. Upaligad Rabbi Eliezer about Tanakama. He argues on Rabbi Eliezer in the Tanakama, the Amr Le'el Mubaris Dai Shaita, who said that a Mubaris doesn't have to worry about Meslais, but she vada Uber, as soon as she knows she's pregnant, and she becomes a nursing woman right at birth. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says there had to be 90 days without a period for both a Mubaris and a Menika to be considered Musulatir Tamim. But Bameh Amru Dayashaita, how long is Dayashaita? Let's say this pregnant woman had a period. Month 5, she had a period. Now she's not Dayashaita, she's Dayashaita. She doesn't have to worry about it 24 hours before. How about next month, she gets a second period? How about the Menika that started seeing in month 8? So the first month, she's a Menika. She doesn't have to worry about the 24 hours. How about in the 9th month, she sees a period again? So the Mishnah, Beria Rishayna, it's only her first period after the whatever made her Mesulek is done and whatever made her not having blood. Ava Bishniya, Matama Meshleis. Because she's back into the swing of things. Now, Bimrasa Rishayna Meyainas, what if it happened because of trauma, and therefore we can't count that first Ria as a real Ria? We do halachically, she's a Nida, but we don't consider it a change in her system yet, because the bottom line, it was caused by an outside trauma. So then Avashniya Dayashaita. Then the second one is the first one. Rashi, Biriya Rishayna, Saras Absula, Ayamuberes, Ayaskena, La'achar Shalosh Aynas. It goes, I don't know why Rashi doesn't say Menika, because Menika is a machlokes, I guess, if it happens right at birth, I don't know. Ava Bishniya Matama Meisleis, Sharachazu LeGadmusa. She went back to her original, Leah's Gavin Mitzuyan law, that the blood is available, is there. It's back to things, back to the regular. Remember in the Mishnah we had a conversation, Rabbi Eliezer said 4, Rabbi Yeshua said, I only heard about 1. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, "Atalei shemata, you didn't hear. Lani shemati, I heard. What kind of argument with me. I said four, you said I only heard about one. Fine, so you only heard about one. I heard about four. What kind of argument is this? Right. Beis. Ata lo shamata l'achas. Vani shamati harbe. You only heard one, and I heard many. And now, he adds, the Mepharshim say, he adds a second svara. Even if I didn't hear it. Ein oimrim l'misho r'ras ha'chaydesh, yobi v'yoyen. El shemisho. Somebody walks in and says, I didn't see the moon last night. Does that mean nobody saw the moon? Because you didn't see the moon? If I say, I think these four ladies of the select is dumb, and you say, you never heard it. Okay, so you didn't see the moon, I did see the moon. What kind of argument do you have with me? So Trashy, ain't no mean the Mishnah Ra Sakhidish Yavav Yachara. We're not asking you to say that you heard it. You didn't hear it. I'm asking you didn't hear it, but I did. Dr. Gemara Kol Yamav Sar Beliezer Hayaisin Tav Yeshua. During the lifetime of Rabbi Yezer, he paskin like Tav Yeshua that only a Besula is a Meselek is Gavim, that the other three are not. Achav Petirat says Rabbi Yezer, after Rabbi Yezer died, Hezer Rabbi Yeshua Sadav Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yeshua said, let's go back to the way Rabbi Yezer said things before I got involved. And he said, all four are Meselek is Gavim. I agree to him. We're going back. Frek to Gemara. Why did Gemara explain? So, Manashech, if it's not long as I'm Rabbi Yezer, so why did he say we don't pass the Lord Rabbi Yezer during the lifetime of Rabbi Yezer? That the Gemara Rabbi Yezer, my Tachai of my time alive, Shibra Rabbi Yezer Shemutihu. There's different translations in Shemuta. Rashi learns Rabbi Yezer was put into Cherem. There's a whole story about Matiah where Rabbi Yezer refused to accept the Pasach of the Rabbanan, and they put him in Cherem. And therefore, we don't want to paskin like him, because he was in Cherem, we don't paskin like him. But after he died, he's not in Cherem anymore. So he's not in Cherem anymore, we're going to do what he said, because that's the right halacha. Now, we didn't ruin anybody, we just were machmer on Beis Leis. And Besavar, Avdin and Kavadi Bechada, and they were afraid, if we're going to start paskin him in one case, Avdin and Kavadi Bechrinusa, we're going to do it other cases, and we don't want to do that, right? We don't want to do that, because we don't usually paskin like him. In this case, we would have, but we don't want to start doing that. And we couldn't stop people from doing like Rabbi Eliezer, because we can't say Rabbi Eliezer is wrong. The Maisi is Rabbi Eliezer. After Rabbi Eliezer died, the Matina Machinabu, at this point we can say, Rabbi Shai, you can do like Rabbi Eliezer here, but don't you dare do like Rabbi Eliezer in the other cases. Because then it's not Kvaydesh or Rabbi Yezer anymore. He's not going to be insulted. Hechzer said, not really, Yishnai. He put it back to the way it was. Rashi? No, Rashi. Oh, yeah. The Matzina Machinabu, he avdi Kvas and Bachmanitza. If they would follow him in other cases, we could be Meichel. Now, before I answer Dr. Schwab, or try to answer him, Taisus learned a different shot in Shmuti. Taisus learned Shmuti means he was from Beit Shammai. Now, Rabbi Eliezer belonged to Beit Shammai, who don't paskin like. And the fear is that if we're going to let people do like Rabbi Eliezer here he's right. But if we're going to start letting him do, people are going to say, oh, we do like Beit Shammai in other cases as well. And we wouldn't be able to announce, don't follow Rabbi Eliezer in the other cases, because it's covered of Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, we didn't let people do like him either. Whereas, again, we weren't Mekel like him either. So we weren't relying on his kula. Whereas once he died, we can differentiate and say, here we paskin like him, and the other cases we don't, because we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. That's how Taisus learns the Gemara of Shemuti, that Shemuti means he belonged to Shammai. That's how Taisus learns. Rashi learns he was put into Cherem. Yes, Doctor.
Okay, Taisus gives a problem with Rashi's answer is what exactly was Rabbeinu doing with Doctor?
Nobody said you can't learn from Yezer.
Rashi just did. Said we don't learn from someone with Karen. That thing.
We don't paskin like him.
Right.
We, as a rule, there's exceptions. This would have been an exception, but we don't like to paskin like people that are in Cherem, because then people will paskin in other cases. And we don't usually paskin like a person that's in Cherem. Not because you're going to learn from him. There's nothing wrong in learning from Rabbi Eliezer. In fact, it says that when they went to visit Rabbi Eliezer, they sat 4 hours away, and they talked in learning. There's nothing wrong in learning from Rabbi Eliezer. It seems like a problem in paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't want to open the floodgates of people paskening like Rabbi Eliezer when he's in Chayrim.
Because
he's in Chayrim.
Belittling the Chayrim?
No, I don't think so. I think it's, I don't know why. Honestly, whatever you say now, I'll say I don't know. I don't know.
And doesn't know.
No, Tyson just said that's not what it means. He said because we don't call Shamta, we usually call Berhu. There was different language used when they put Rabbi Eliezer in excommunication. And over here, we're using the stronger term of Shamta, which we don't use. Therefore, they say, it's not shot over here. Tyson is bothered by the language of Shmuti. It's not the language that's used in Bab Metzia when they excommunicated Rabbi Eliezer. He uses a much lighter language. Here, it's using a much stricter language, a higher level of excommunication. Therefore, Tysus is not happy that that's what it means. Therefore, he says, it brings the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, who are brothers, by the way, that Shamuti means Metambi de Shammai. Fine. We will stop over here. I know it's a little early, but this is as far as we're going to go now. And the test only goes to the Mishnah, because I was afraid to write this because I didn't know how long the Amud Aleph would take me. So therefore, I stopped at the Mishnah, but this is where we got to, Mitzvah. Sunday we'll do Chazara, and Monday we will start new.